At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hashtag no music, no intro, Saints Block Party Podcast, preseason, week three, final game of the preseason, Saints taking on the Tennessee Titans in New Orleans. This is the most promise and hope that there has been from the New Orleans Saints since Drew Brees has retired.
Don't give me hope.
After having a lackluster performance against the Niners. Sorry, I'm trying to get this posted to Twitter. If it works, we'll see. It might not even work. But after having a lackluster performance against the 49ers, Spencer Rattler got his chance. The game started off. Jake Haener came in. They were alternating quarters. It wasn't too weird, but it's not unheard of. And Spencer Rattler, when it was his time, man, like, he did what he needed to do. It is just very, very, very apparent that he is the best quarterback on the team. I'm not saying quarterback two. I'm not saying quarterback three. He is the best quarterback on the entire fucking team. And if we can see that, and it's that obvious to us as fans, you absolutely know that there are players, there are coaches in that building that know.
You know it, bro. No way Clint don't see it, bro. Ain't no way Clint don't see it.
And we'll talk about Trent Penning. We'll talk about Isaiah Foskey. We'll talk about Kabuti. We'll talk about all that. The entire everything of how the New Orleans Saints as a team is going to be from now going forward, it all depends on what they do at 18. That is the point. That is the biggest point of what they do with 18, because it was such an infectious thing when he was on the field. The offense looked different. Players, the running game had an uptick. Trevor Penning even was like, oh, 18 in? Oh, let me block.
I don't know,
Ryan, but you can't deny it. Like, you cannot deny it. And we can talk about the throw he threw to Equilateral St. Brown, which was an amazing throw. But even that throw aside, the poise, the command of the offense, the accuracy that he throws the ball with, and I can't tell you how many times this fucking receiver sold him out, bro. Like, I was getting hot.
You cannot stat scout this guy. Can't look at the box score and be like, oh man, he had a shitty game. Nah, bro. You got to go watch the game, man. He was hitting his receivers right in the middle of the hands,
stride, nigga. Like run after the catch. Like, that's what Clint Kubiak's offense is based off of, nigga.
Telling you, bro.
I said a crazy thing, and I know it would never happen. I said a crazy thing, like, wouldn't it just be wild? leading up to the Panthers game, like just the most wild shit came out, bro. Adam Schefter just dropped like a Schefter bomb and just said, Saints are releasing Derek Carr, naming Spencer Rattler quarterback. It would never happen. It would never happen. But that it would be amazing. I'll go a step further is that I think what they're going to do is the exact opposite end of the spectrum. I think they're going to put him at quarterback 3, bro. Like, I just feel it in my bones.
I feel it. I know it. I know this team. I know this coaching staff.
There it is. Let me read you this quote that came from the presser after the game that Dennis Allen said. Let me read it to you verbatim. Dennis Allen said, Haener took a big step forward over the last 7 to 10 days in practice. He said he didn't really see that in the game for whatever reason. He said, Rattler looked calm, poised today, made a lot of good plays. He feels good about the quarterback room. That quote tells me the decision's already been made. Now, how do you say something like this, which is weird? He didn't see that in the game for whatever reason. And this is not knocking Jake Haener, but don't what happens in the game matter?
Hello?
You play to win
the game. And it speaks to the bullshit of competition. Oh my God, the coaches love to talk about competition.
Thank you.
No player has a job. There's competition. Whoever wins it, they got to go and take the job. Spencer Rattler came in here as a rookie, fifth round pick, no experience.
Nigga. Come on.
Went through his lumps at minicamp, OTAs, kept building, got to camp, improved, got better, hit a few lumps last week going against the 49ers, came back, bounced back, and continued to show and improve, man. Ain't that what we're looking for? Ain't that what you're looking for?
Ain't that what you preach as a coaching staff when you're talking about what does Mickey Loomis say? We're in the quarterback development business. Y'all done developed one in one off season. When I say y'all, I don't want to take anything away from Rattler because he brings an innate talent with him. But in one off season, Clint Kubiak has developed in a short period of time a quarterback that starting week one could play football. He could play football starting week one. I said it on the Zoom. Stylistically, he reminds me a little bit of Jordan Love in terms of just the arm talent. Jordan Love's a little more mobile, but just how they win. Pocket presence, how they win. I'm talking about the Jordan Love that we saw from half of the season until he closing the season out. That's who he reminds, just a little bit stylistically in terms
And honestly, I think that would kind of be his path. Like, if he were to start week one, I think that would be his kind of path. Where, you know, Jordan Love, you know, you saw the flashes early, but it was kind of up and gone. He was still just trying to get his footing as a starter. And then as the season went along, you saw him just boom, 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 and start to hit his stride. I think that would be kind of the path for Spencer Rattler if he were to start. But like you said, they're not going to do it. There's going to be Jake Haener at 2. And there's no knock to Jake Haener. I think they developed a backup quarterback.
Right.
But he leaves a lot to be desired. He leaves a lot to be desired on the field in games. And I'm sorry, man. Like, I just don't know. If you just looking at this game with no bias, say you just an average person just watching, you're going to be like, Spencer Rattler. Like, that's the guy, you know? Take all bias out of take where he got drafted, all that, take all that out, and you're just looking at what's on the field. Spencer Rattler is the guy, period.
Let's look at this other point with Rattler, right? We had two people on our Discord who were at the game.
I loved it.
Think Bunch may have been there too. We had Saint Jack and we had Mia. Mia came on the Zoom and you asked a very poignant question of what was the Superdome environment like when Rattler came out. And she said that the throw to St. Brown, the dome reacted as if Drew Brees was under center throwing touchdowns, bro. St. Jack in our Discord said the same thing.
Without being prided, I just wanted their reaction. What is your reaction to the crowd? And that's when it came. I mean, bro, you can't hide it. You can't hide it, man. You can't hide it. Like, and the Saints should be happy about this.
He led three touchdown drives this game. He led a game-winning touchdown drive against the Cardinals and another scoring drive that went for – every time he's been on the field, the offense has moved, bro. Except for the Niners game. The offense has moved. I don't know what more – and Bunch is in the chat saying that the dome was electric, Ryan. Electric.
When the last time the dome been electric?
Electric!
Electricity been out for years now. Paying the power bill.
I ain't paid it, bro. I ain't had the money. I ain't got it. Listen, and we got bro. It. We got it
you
now.
Got it. You got it.
I'm just fascinated, man. I'm fascinated, but the other part of me is like, man, how badly are they going to bungle this?
It makes no sense to bungle it. Like, you're being gifted something. You're being gifted something that's
a guy just came down and just handed it to you. Just put it right in a blessing. A blessing. Because if he's good, if he's a decent starting quarterback to a good starting quarterback for the next 3 years, maybe three and a half, you have a quarterback on a fifth round salary, and you already know the book's looking bad. You have a lot of money coming up that's going to get freed from a lot of older players who are going to get cut, moved around, whatever. Like, this is literally a gift from the football gods. Like,
oh my God,
in the draft that he was in, six quarterbacks got taken in round one. Six, nigga, unheard of, a record number of quarterbacks. Also, a little segue. Sean Nick about to cook with Bo Nix. Anyway, and every team that needed a quarterback feel their need at quarterback. Had the Falcons or the Broncos had not taken quarterbacks in round one, Rattler would have been a second round pick. And you've said this from jump. If you had put second round pick Spencer Rattler in front of his name, late first round pick Spencer Rattler in front of his name, this conversation is drastically different. And right. He's doing this as a fifth rounder.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, I was just thinking about this earlier. I was like, man, this team is so far away. Like, you got a lot of, like, important veterans that will not be on this team in the next year or two. You know, Tyrann Mathieu, Cam Jordan, Demario Davis, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara, Marshon Lattimore. All these guys are most likely going to be gone in the next year or two. So this is an opportunity for you to rebuild a team. Yes, you had some crappy drafts the past couple of years. You get a young quarterback in there.
Man,
you get rid of all this old dead money that you got hanging around. You paying, get rid of that money you're paying Derek Carr and all that stuff. Then you got a chance to have money, draft picks, go in there and build, go and draft another wide receiver, another weapon, a running back. Go and draft another defensive end or pass rusher or defensive tackle or safety. You get to build. Get to really build something. And rather than just hang around in mediocrity with Derek Carr and a bunch of high salary players with no cap space, with, you know, what are we doing? Like, what exactly are we doing here?
In this offseason alone, just of how things have worked out, right? Two of the most important positions in football, the Saints were able to potentially stumble into both of them. They were able to get Chase Young because no one else in the league was going to clear him for his neck. No one else in the league was going to clear him for his neck. So because of that, he didn't have options. And I mean, he was interested in the Saints, but they were the only team that cleared him. So he signed with the Saints, right? And knock on wood, that looks like that is going to pay dividends. And then you're able to do that in the draft because of how the cards fell. I don't know, man. We could talk about it. Shout out to our dude Cam W, who gave a $1.99 super chat. He said, "Ryan, I pay you good money to go beat up fake number 13."
I'm with you, bro. If he wear that shit around me, boy, smacked the shit out of it.
Bro, he should have had, Spencer should have had another 50-yard touchdown. Nigga lost the ball. Like, just lost it, bro. Lost it, bro.
Delvin, bro, just look at it.
We could talk about 18 forever, and I know that's what the people want. But there's not much more that needs to be said. Our dude Brian in the Zoom said it's no longer the agenda. It's the hashtag the prophecy, bro. Like it,
prophecy.
The prophecy.
I like that.
But the agenda already got so much momentum, bro. We can't.
Yeah,
we can't
Brandon, you know, Brandon. Yeah.
We love it, Brian. We love it. But Mark said, please talk about pinning, please. Okay, before we... Dante said, y'all going to talk about Foskey having an accidental sack? We're going to talk about it all. I want to get to what our dude John Hendricks said right before the game. I got to pull it up because it just annoyed me. Because this is just how this team operates. We were just talking about it with regarding with Trevor or with Spencer Rattler. So, oh, sorry. This is his game day tweets when he's seeing the future. Yes, no, maybe so. Okay, here it is. I don't know if you saw it. Terrible, terrible video podcasting. I should have had it available. But basically what he said is that, you know, expect the Saints to be active, whether it be, you know, players getting waived, trades, whatever it is, to try to add an offensive tackle. That comes out for the final preseason game. The season starts in... Oh, here it is. Sorry. Quote verbatim from John Hendricks. I've heard the Saints are looking to add an offensive tackle. Free agency and waivers are very possible. Something to keep tabs on over the next few days. Yep. We've been reading the practice reports from training camp that the fans were not allowed out, by the way. And it was clear a week and a half, 2 weeks into training camp, that Trevor Penning was struggling mightily. Mightily. It was a theme that we talked about on this podcast. We were saying, like, shit, but you might have to go out and get someone in free agency that who's like a Donovan Smith, a David Bakhtiari, someone, because you can't rely on Trevor Penning to start. He goes out, has a terrible game in week one against the Cardinals, has an game against the Niners, and then had a very up and down game against the Titans today. And there were times in this game where he was fighting for his life. Nigga dropped to one knee, was asking the defensive end to marry, meet me at the altar in your white dress. Like, so if you knew that, and Captain Terrell came on this podcast and said, and if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it.
Please.
Because Kat was fantastic. If it's been that apparent to everyone who has eyes, Stevie, it was obvious to Stevie Wonder, why are you just now, before the season start, going to try to get a fucking right tackle, a starting right tackle? Offensive line play is built off of cohesion and chemistry. This ain't Madden. You can't just go out and sign a player, put him at right tackle, and just hope and pray that everything's going to be okay. That man has need to have had communication with Ruiz. Hey, if the defensive line, if they stunt, they do this, we need to do this. It is absolutely maddening that this has been a huge issue. And now you're going to go get someone. Okay. All right.
I mean, this should have been done before the season. Like, in May. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, you kicked the guy into who knows where. You had him in the zero zone, in the negative zone somewhere last year. Couldn't even see. Didn't even know where he was at. And you expect him to just come and start this year? You know, just looking back on it, it's like that was absurd just to think you could do that, you know? And look, we hope that he could, you know, take that right tackle spot, but it was always a long shot. It was always a long shot. And as soon as he showed out on that first preseason game, bro, man, it should have been ringing. All 31 Everyone. Teams should have been having their phone ring. We help me. being a right tackle. It's because it ain't like, working. It ain't working, bro. It's not working.
I tweeted it. I tweeted it during the game. Like, Trevor Penning is not a starting NFL caliber player. He's not starting.
It's not, man. It's not. It's like very like remedial things he's not doing. You know what I'm saying? Very remedial things. There was a pass. I mean, I can't remember if it was a pass or like a run, like a jet sweep or something. And this guy just stood him up. And it's like, what are we doing here, bro? It's like not even in the run game. You know, but then there are some snaps where you can see it a little bit, but we don't have time for that. Like,
no, bro.
Like, an offensive line, two or three bad snaps can lose you a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how important this is, bro.
It's a fine line.
It's a very fine line, man. And you can't play with them, bro. And it's just going to be rough. And you got a left tackle, a rookie who's playing on a different side, so he's going to have his ups and downs, even though he looks like he's going to, you know, play out well. I mean, it's, you know, the word was the offensive line was going to be the key downside to the season, and it's looking like it, man. It looked like it's going to hold this team back from doing whatever they want to do.
Shout out to Cam W with another $1.99 super chat. He says, who makes the roster decisions, Mickey or DA? Usually a team defers to like the head coach for final 53 cut. Usually. I can't, because he was basically like, who's at fault? Everybody.
Everybody, bro. Everybody. Something caused fallacy, you know, yep. All of it.
Mark said, don't forget about the Jag at left guard. No, not even talking about how Lucas Patrick is going to be the starting left guard because Sosa Verde just nowhere to be seen.
Just because he's there, bro. Just because he's there. What the movie was that? Scarface? Scarface where, like, the hitman for the other squad, like, Scarface killed everybody else, but, like, the hitman was left. He thinking he about to die. Then Scarface was like, hey, you want a job? Okay. All right. I'll join y'all, too.
Sharm says, what are the chances we get rattled by the meetup game?
Chances, I don't know, but I'm going to be praying for it.
Praying.
That'll be like fun. That'll be fun.
Man, to that be the meetup game, that being his first start, and he go out and he put on a show against the Falcons, Nick, oh my God. I would have said, bruh.
And don't let old Kamala win the week before. Oh,
couldn't tell me shit, nigga. They wouldn't let us back in the dome if that shit worked out like that, bro. Joshua Forrest said, if DA does terrible this year, does Mickey get the boot too? He's there. Let's also talk about Nick and Kendre. Do you think they make the team? I think as fans, people got to stop bringing up the Mickey question. Like, the Mickey thing to me, the only way I see him ever losing his job is if he is so, like, if the Saints do not do well this year and Gail is tired of being an embarrassment and she gives him another ultimatum where she's basically saying, like, listen, you gotta fire your friend or you can go too. And at that point, it's just like, it becomes job preservation again. It's like, all right, DA, like, sorry, nigga, see ya. Like,
so, or if Loomis is at that point where in his career, his age and everything, where he's just like, I'm going to hang it up and bow out gracefully and resign or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or moves on to a different position within the organization or something like that. I could see something like that happening, but him getting fired, nah. Ain't happening.
Can't see it. Bunch say he's copping an 18 jersey tonight. Saw a dude with one on the way out to the stadium. Need that.
Ooh wee!
It's the first Saints player jersey I've wanted to buy in years, Ryan.
Man,
years. Speaking of this team, right? I think we're speaking on the O-line. A huge factor for this team to be good is the running game. I could like. I would make the argument, and I just don't think this is how the team's going to do it, because this is not how the team operates. I would make the argument the running backs that they should keep should be AK, should be Jordan Mims, James Robinson, and Kabuti. Get rid of Jamal Williams, get rid of Kendre, and just go with the players who has shown that they can play football and has a little juice. Kabuti was out there with some juice, bro. Kabuti had some juice.
Juice had some wiggle. I liked it. He showed me something. I thought, and Robinson, he showed me a lot, bro. Every time, man. I watch him, I'm like, damn, Robinson got some juice. Like, he really recovered from that Achilles.
He did, man.
Achilles he had a couple years ago. So, good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, are they top end running backs like you want? No. But, you know, with partner with AK, I think they could give you what you want. I'd still be looking at the waiver wire, you know, or contact some teams to see, you know, what we could finagle out of them. Kendre, I mean, to me, you can't depend on him. You can't depend on him. So, like, will you cut him? You know, I don't know. You can put him on IR, but then look, he come on IR.
All right.
You gotta cut a player that's been on your roster for him to move to your roster. Now, he does get 3 weeks after IR to kind of practice and all that stuff. I guess then you could see. But knowing him, he'd get hurt during that little three-week gap, bro.
I said it, bro. This nigga going to get hurt. First practice, he get reactivated, bro. He's going, Kendre, DMP, DM. Like, I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Don't need it. Don't want it. Don't need it. Like the way I see it is when they're making these roster cut decisions, you have like you risk like losing the roster if you keep someone like a Kendre, like Isaiah Foskey on the team over someone like Rico Payton, who goes out there and just makes plays, goes out there has had excellent coverage all of preseason. Comes in today on a blitz, like lit up Malik Willis. Like players, you cannot lie and fool players, man. And as banged up as the Saints secondary is and tends to get, like having a player that can give you a couple of spot starts and play that, you know, Yadam role is valuable. It's invaluable.
Yo, Wolf.
What up?
I'm looking at you, man, and looking like you getting slimmer, man, and I'm noticing that I'm dropping some pounds. And the last time we did this Vertimax ad, we were a little heavier in our lives, and we can safely say that Vertimax is where you need to be to help improve your athletic performance.
No question, man. And look, if you know about Vertimax, you've seen guys like Alvin Kamara jump out the building. How do you think he does that? That's because of Vertimax. Drew Brees, the athleticism he's shown, shaking Falcons players, diving in the end zone. Ooh. It's Vertimax. So, I mean, Vertimax.com, you definitely should check that out, folks, because it's helping everybody.
With Vertimax, at Vertimax.com, you have the V8 platform, you have the Raptors. They're designed to enhance physical jump, agility, and power. It helps create more athleticism and gives you a foundation to be great at what you want to do. Go check it out at Vertimax.com, the V8s, the Vertimax Raptor, Vertimax.com. Check it out.
Huge, bro. Huge. And that's exactly what he'll be. He'll be like that Yadam. They find those guys, man. That's one thing about this team. They will find those DBs. So we're going to see, man, like, you know, roster cuts got to be done by Tuesday, but are you going to start seeing them hit the TL tonight, tomorrow, all through tomorrow? You're going to see a lot of guys. So it's going to be interesting to see who's on that list, you know, and then eventually we'll find out who makes it to the practice squad and all that stuff. So it's going to be fascinating. But like you said, man, like they have to, you know, live by what you preach. You know what I'm saying? Please. You preach competition. You preach all this stuff. Live by it because you can't fool players. They know what's up. They know Foskey ain't done a goddamn thing. Foskey has played the most snaps of probably any player in preseason. Across the league, he has played more snaps than any player. He has played four quarter games in three preseason games, bro. And ain't done shit. I don't want to hear about that. Give me a sack. He ain't done nothing, man. Nothing but get outran, Not sealing the edge. Not tackling. He don't even stick his helmet in on gang tackles. Nothing. Get him off the team, man. He is right up there next to Stanley John Baptiste on worst second round picks in Saints history. Right up there, bro. Dude is terrible, man. Terrible. Get him off the team. No player should be on the team. No player should be on the team. Like, no player should be off the team because of Foskey. Like, yeah. You're going to cut. You're going to cut. Rico, Lolito. Not Lolito. What is his name? Lolito.
Bring Tim Lolito back. Bring Tim Lolito back. We need Tim Lolito, nigga.
Tim Lolito back. Shit, we need him. Damn it, I bet he can do that. Martin Dillon, what day somebody? Fuck.
LaPente's calling me dad.
I don't know what Foskey ain't done. Nothing, man.
Bro, Dante in the chat going wild right now, bro. This is his moment. This is his moment.
I'm done, bro.
He is absolutely fucking terrible, Ryan. Like, he's so bad.
So bad, man.
Like, at least with a player, and as much as we've cooked Peyton Turner on this podcast, at least you can like squint. So like, oh, okay. I see a look, a little something there.
Peyton Turner, yeah.
You can't name one redeemable trait or factor that Foskey brings to the team. You can't do it, bro.
None, bro. None, man. None.
Like he on that like little read option, Malik like. He held contain, and then like Malik just ran by him for like 10 yards. If Malik Willis could do that, Malik. you gonna be able to do that against Jalen Hurts week three?
Exactly. Nigga? I mean, Malik ain't no 4-4, ain't wearing no 4-4 nothing like that. Like, come on now.
Shout out to Cam for the $4.99 super chat. He said that boy looked like lucky. That boy looked mad. He made an accidental sack. Oh shit, I made a play? God damn. Supposed to be out here chilling. Shout out to you, Cam W. He said the one tackle Foskey had was a bad play call on the Titans. Yeah, I mean he is who he is. And I said this in the Zoom, but you can't, like, this is part of the reason why the Saints are where they are. And it goes back to the whole Rattler thing. You drafted Trevor Penning, traded next year's first that ended up being a top 10 pick, and Jalen Carter to draft Trevor Penning. And Trevor Penning can't play in the NFL. Last year, in the second round, the GM of the team, Mickey Loomis, outruled everybody, especially Jeff Ireland, in the draft room, who wanted Brian Branch, who like had a pick six in his first NFL game against the Chiefs, by the way, and got overruled. And Mickey Loomis drafts Isaiah Foskey, who also does not belong. People keep saying, like, I get it, people with like, pedigree. No one is claiming Isaiah Foskey. No one is claiming Isaiah Foskey. No one.
No.
This no. nigga will be on the practice squad.
Tell you, trust me, he will make it to the practice squad. I don't want him on the practice squad. Get him out of here.
So you draft in two back-to-back drafts. We can talk about the entire 2023 draft as a whole, because that has one starting fucking player in it. And Brian BC carrying that bitch, bro.
Carry it, bro. Whole thing.
Like Jesus, bro. I carried you when you couldn't walk, bro. Footsteps in that bitch, bro. You have a draft where you were able to get up a starting quarterback. And like, that's the funny thing, bro. Like, you've had you've had terrible draft picks lately, and this is why you are what you are as a team. And then you get gifted a starting quarterback, and it's the impetus to act on is because, oh, well, like Derek Carr is a starter. What has Derek Carr shown? I'm having an honest conversation right now. Don't give me the three games he ended the last season with, because I'm gonna tell you, I was at that Rams game. We did not belong on that field. We were there. We did not belong on the field. Okay. What has he shown you in training camp, in preseason, that you can justifiably say that he is the best option and quarterback on the team right now?
Nothing, man. All they can say is experience. That's it.
That ain't working. You know what Thanos said, or you know what Loki said? I call experience. They're like, what? That means nothing to me.
Nothing.
Anything else? Oh, we got what? We got like 56 concurrent viewers on right now. Maybe it's 70. Hey. I don't know. Appreciate y'all. Bunchy said Marcus Freeman wants nothing to do with Foskey at Notre Dame after seeing him in the NFL. bro about to go coach high school. Let him go sell insurance with his wife, bro.
What's up, man? Nah, man, not much else, bro. Like, you know,
sounds like the kicker battle's been solidified with Groupie, and
yeah. Groupie did his thing. Crazy game. You had Nacua return a missed field goal and almost take it all away.
Most Saints fucking play ever.
Just a very Saints play. I thought, you know, they have a lot of little players that I just thought were interesting, like Rice. He was making plays. Mm-hmm. The linebacker, but they got so many linebackers.
So many, bro.
It's just a numbers.
Feels weird. Feels weird.
Oh, my God. Wide receiver is still just a big question to me. Nobody excites me. Oh, like, A.T. Perry is inconsistent still. You know, but you can see the talent there. Like, his talent is there, but he's still inconsistent. Equanimeous St. Brown, you know, he'll make a good play and a bad play. There's a reason he's a journeyman. He's been on plenty of teams over the years. So there's a reason, you know, so he's not consistent. Bub Means, he dropped a pass today and didn't do much. So, man, that wide receiver room leaves a lot to be desired. A lot.
And I think you can also take that the fact that, like, everyone assumes A.T. Perry is wide receiver three. It seems like it's more than likely Cedric Wilson, because he didn't play at all.
He didn't play at all, right. Yeah, no, it's completely up in the air, bro. Completely up in the air. A.T. Perry played damn near the whole game.
The whole game, man. Like, I think I think you could say he's shown enough that he is going to be on the team, but he has not shown probably enough to make him just a shoo-in at wide receiver three.
Mm, right.
Cam W said, does Juwan make the team? Yeah. I mean, I think he makes the team, but I think this is probably his last season with the Saints.
Definitely could be, but I don't know. I want to see how he does in this game, because like his first little practice, I was like, oh, damn, he's moving good. So we'll see, you know.
Shout out to Justin for the $2 super chat. Should the Saints add Juju, in your opinion? Absolutely not. I'm good for football reasons. I'm also good. I don't need that Juju and Juwan TikTok collab.
Oh, no.
Good on that. We didn't talk about this, but the fact that a big reason they lost that game is because of the punt that Lou Hetley did, bro.
Oh, yeah. Horrible punt, yeah.
Like, as a defensive coordinator, you would think that getting a punter that can flip the field, I know that's easier said, but getting a punter that is at least decent to okay would be paramount. And it feels like they did the same thing with Lou Hetley as they did with Trevor Penny. Mm-hmm. Where like they didn't have great seasons last year, they whatever. And like there was never really, it didn't feel like any true like competition was brought in.
Right.
And that's terrible, bad coaching and bad team personnel and management. Like, it's just terrible, bro. It's bad. Like, oh, this was the problem last year. It'll be all right this year.
Like, go get somebody you think is better that you could think they will actually beat your guy. Like, that's competition. Like, I want to bring in somebody that's going to beat my guy.
Richard Hohner Jr. said, I think our punter is not on the team yet. Maybe won't maybe. Be. Albert, did Nacua really get opportunities? Not really. Cam W said, Michael Jacobson, just put my frags in my back, bro.
Bro, get out of here, man.
At that second penalty, I said, just cut him mid-game, bro. Mid-game.
Out of here.
But, I mean.
Oh, one quick thing. Hoker, he didn't play. Hoker didn't play at all, which just goes to show, bro. Hoker solidified, man. That boy, they a starter.
Like, I saw all I need to see when against the Cardinals, that little rollout that Spencer hit him with. Mm-hmm. Just, boop. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. We usually do a 53-man roster like episode prediction. If we do one, I'll probably say it would have to be tomorrow, and it probably would. I would say it's probably going to be Patreon only. We'll just do that for our patrons if we end up doing one. But I do get the sense that there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking, not just for the Saints, just around the league, which is fun and mm-hmm. exciting. So we might, definitely might have to break out some emergency episodes depending on some real crazy shit happen. But, Fosky's Frosties got to be his only business. Catchy. I hope you're listening. But thank y'all for coming on. Just listening to us chop it up, talking about the Saints. And it's like I said, man, like we talked about wanting it to be fun. Wanting this team to be fun. What, like, wins and losses aside, we just wanted to have some excitement. The excitement has fallen in their laps. Like when he comes out on the field, there's a shift in the Zoom. There's a shift on the field. Like there's just a shift when 18 gets on the field. That excitement is like, oh shit, like ooh. Someone said it, I don't know if it was in the Discord or in the chat or Twitter or whatever, but someone said when he climbs up into the pocket, they kind of get that same feeling they had when Drew used to step up, right? Like, oh, this about like this like about to be, heck. Yeah, like this heck. About this about to be this about to be well, different. When, this about
well, you know when Derek Carr stepped up in the pocket, it's like I won't see it.
But we got Renee said if we made a trade, what position would we go after? O-line, right receiver. And which player or what player would they be willing to move on from? I would 99.9% say it would be O-line. I don't know if it would be a player because, like, I don't get the sense that the Saints are going to trade like Marshawn for like an offensive lineman. I do think that the Saints will get this next. Speaking of, I do think the Saints may get quite a few offers that teams will call asking what the asking price for Marshawn is. And they'll probably listen to those calls, but I don't know if they would pull the trigger because right now his trade value is like at its absolute worst. Like he's hurt. Yeah. He didn't really practice much in training camp at all. So yeah. Like if a team is offering them a third for Marshawn, just hang up the phone. Just like let him play out the year or maybe rebuild his value if they want to move on from him. Maybe you can get a second or a first at the trade deadline. If not, just let him play out the year. In terms of, it would probably, like, if they're giving up something, if they're training something for offensive line, it's more than likely going to be a pick, a late round pick. They're not, you're not going to be able to grab a great starting right tackle, like, right now. Does not work that way. So that's probably what it would be. But thank y'all for coming on and joining us. This is the last weekend that we'll have, Obviously, there's football today. Next weekend, there's no football. And then after that, man, talk about the Panthers. The Panthers game, bro. Panthers
game. Real football.
Answers. We will get answers. Answers. Justin, thank you for $2 super chat. What happens if Carr throws three picks to start the season?
We're going to be here.
We're gonna be here. I'll say this. Bluebirds. I'll say this. If they made Rattler quarterback two and he came out and had a stinker and threw three picks in week one, nigga. Oh, Lord. Anyway, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. We'll be back for, we might do a 53-man roster episode. We might not. We'll see. But we'll for sure recap all the moves from free agency, not free agency, but cuts and things like that, and the waiver wire, trades, anything that happens with the Saints. And then be ready. We are doing the Panthers preview pod next Wednesday, which is fucking wild. Let me say, no, not next Wednesday. Sorry. Wednesday after that. And then we got football. So thank y'all for the support. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. I know I said this late in the episode, but like and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, all that. We'll be back. With that, we're out.
Peace.